Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Resh. We don't say Resh Ayin Ra. We don't want to say that, so we say Ayin Resh. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simin Tuf Hey. We're at the very top line, and the Mechaber begins with Sif Gimel. And he writes, Mishikidesh Olav Hayom. If somebody was walking wherever he was going on Erev Shabbos, and now it's becoming Shabbos, so he's Konesh Shvisa where he is. And he's outside the tchum of the city, so he doesn't get to be considered as a shvisa inside the city. Afilu ama achas, and this is true even if he's only one ama outside of the city. So his halachic status is lo yikones lios kimeya ir. Even though he's just a little bit outside the city, he is not considered like a city dweller in regards to huchos tchum. And eino mahalich el alpayim ama luchol ruach mimokom shekidish olav hayom. Wherever he is, that's his focal point. He gets the 2,000 amas due north, due south, due east, and due west, as we've already explained. And in this situation, that is his mokom shvisa. Even though he's just an ama, a single ama outside of where the city limits went, he's not considered like a city dweller. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Dalid. The ilu haya besoch tchum ha'ir, if in fact he was within the tchum of the city, then choshev k'nei ha'ir, he would be considered like one of the people dwelling in the city. Kivin shadaitu lichnos l'ir, since his intention was to go into that city, so as long as he's within the tchum of the city, he's considered like a city dweller in that situation. V'yesh lo kol ha'ir, he would then have the entire city as his dalet amos. V'alpayim amos sviva l'chol tzad, and he would be considered his focal point in the city, and he'd have 2,000 amos in every direction. Here, however, avokivan shehirshich lo ama achas lechutz l'tchum, since he here was making his mokash shvisa outside of the tchum of the city, ein loel alpayim ama seviv mekomo sheshav hashom. He only has 2,000 amas from his focal point where he is, and he won't be able to be considered a city dweller. The issue footnote number 5 goes over something we had previously. What happens if 1 foot was in, 1 foot was without this city tchum? So he brings down the machlokus from the Sefer Derech Tomim as to whether we consider him in the city or not within the city, ayin sham. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Katan Hey, that when he said he wouldn't be considered like a city dweller in the situation where he's outside the tchum, Rotsa Lomar, it means to tell us over here, af de mutter lo lichno susochir b'mikzas. He is able to get into the city, because after all, his mokum shvisa where he is 2,001 amos away from the city. He's entitled to walk dalet amos, and then start his tchum of 2,000 amos. That's every person is given dalet amos. So if he's 2,001 amos outside the city, and he actually has 2,004 amos to go, he can actually make it into the city with 3 amos to spare. To kiven sheshovas rak ama achas chutz le'alpayim hasmuchim lir, as I just pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here that since he's only one ama outside the tchum, that means he's 2,001 amos away from the city, yesh lo lichnos sholosh amos besochir, since he has a total of 2,004 amos, the 4 amos of his mokum shvisa, which he'll take in that direction, plus 2,000 amos, so his 2,004 amos can go 2,001 amos plus 3 extra amos. The shir alpayim modin chutz mi'arba amos sheshavas ben, because he gets the 2,000 amos beyond his 4 amos. Kidaleel b'simin shin sadizayin, as we've already learned. Mikol makom, nevertheless, he's not, even though he's able to get into the city, considered like a person who's shovis in the city. Eino nechshav al yidei zeh liyos k'bnei ha'ir. He's not considered like a city dweller. Shir mutu lo lelech besocho v'alpayim sviva. He's not considered like he's a city dweller. He can now consider the city as his dalet amos, and he can go 2,000 amos in every direction from it. Kivan de al koponim de eish shikidish hayom, because at the time that his shvisas came into place, as Shabbos started, hayachutz l'tchum ha'ir, he is outside the city, and therefore he doesn't get the city. This is brought down in the name of the Vilna Gaon. The issue footnote number 6 brings down, if he had said, Tei Shvi Sosi Ba'ir, so then that's even worse. That possibly can make it that he doesn't have the Shvisa where he is, and since he's 2,001 amos away from the city, he doesn't have the Shvisa in the city, and then he may not be able to even move at all the 2,000 amos. However, he brings down, there are other opinions that disagree with this, ayin in this footnote. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Mishiyotza Chutzlu Tchum Shalo Ladas. If someone left his Tchum, he has 2,000 amos from where his Shvisa was, whether it's a city or whether it's not, is irrelevant. He's outside his Tchum. He went out Shalo Ladas. He went out without knowing so. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Vav, Ba'ones, it was by accident. O Sheshogag Vyotza, he made a mistake and he left. As the Sharet Zion brings down in Os Yud, the Shogeg Ke'ones Choshev Linyazer. We consider both accident and unintentional to be similar in this regard. And the same thing would be, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'huadin l'dvar mitzvah, if he went out for a dvar mitzvah. So in all of these situations, the Mechaber continues and he writes, if this was shalo l'das, mutter lasos lo mechitza shel b'nei adam she'ervu li'oso ruach, he's allowed to gather a whole bunch of people over here that have the right to go in that area. Their tchum is in that area. They can all go over there. And they can gather around him and, so to say, make a mechitza of human beings around him. And now he's within a mechitza. It's considered Dalet Amos. He's within them. And he can transport now. It's all considered Dalet Amos back to in his tchum. And once he's back within his tchum, he again has regained his tchum because he went out Shalol Adas. He didn't go out on purpose. And again, the Mechaber points out, but all the people can't know this is why they're gathering over here for this purpose, as we'll see in the Dirshu footnote number 9, because this is Kadesh Lo Yavo, Lezalzel Bisuri Shabbos. If these people think you can do this, it's going to lead to a degradation in the covet of Shabbos and a diminution in the respect and covet that people have for Shabbos. So therefore, we can't tell these people why they're doing it, but we just gather them over there, and then this person can benefit from their gathering. This is only true, however, if the person went out shelo ledas, avlam yotzo ledas, if he went out intentionally, then also, then he gets no benefit whatsoever. The Be'er HaGola says to look in Simin Shin Samach Beis Sifhei, which the Mishnah Berurah will also allude to, and which we'll see in the Dirshu footnote in a moment. So, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zayin explains over here that if he went out shelo ledas, ones or shogeg, so then, rotzo lomar, he's telling us over here in Sifkat and Zayin, sha'osim lo takana, the rabbis made over here this takana, shi'achzo l'sok t'chumo, via getting these people all together to make mechitza for him. The who, and the reason is, the kivan shiotza, af she'en lo rak arba amos, since when he goes out, he only now has dalet amos. However, kaimalon, dim hayu sham mechitzos, mutal haloch b'chol rochav mechitzos. The person goes outside his tchum by accident, and he's within a enclosed area, that enclosed area for him is considered dalet amos. And therefore, the kulo ki arba amos of chashiva, it's all considered like it's his dalet amos. Ukamosha kosov lekame b'sivav, as we learn tomorrow, shir mitzashem. Ulefikoch, therefore, kisha osin lo mechitza sho b'nei yodom sivivav atechumo. Now, when the people gather around and make a physical mechitza of human beings around him, and he's able to go and literally walk within this enclosed area back into his tchum, nichnas ayitzeitze b'tchumo, he can physically walk now because it's not outside his dalet amos, back into his tchum. So, v'kivan shenichnas b'tchum, since he's going back into his chum with permission, this is halachically allowed. Since he went out shelo ledas, harehu kiilu lo yotze. We halachically view him as if he never left, as we'll see in a moment in Sifhei. Ukid lekamei b'sifhei. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat and Ches, Va'afilim ha'yo'orech ha'mechitzos yosmi apayim. And even these people, in order to get him back, are more than 2,000 amos around. There's a huge gathering over here. There's some sort of a shir, let's say, that they're giving, and everybody's gathered around, and they set it up in this way, so this person will benefit from the shir. They don't know that they're doing it for this purpose. As we said, that would be a zalzel, and it wouldn't be allowed. So even this is larger than 2,000 amos, nevertheless, mutul lahalach is kula, he still would be allowed to go, and consider this entire area as 2,000 amos. The issue footnote number 7 brought down that in a different situation that we learned in Simon Tov Gimel, this wasn't allowed. I inshum in this footnote for what the distinction is. Not everybody agrees that there's a distinction. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down over here that the distinction between that case and Tov Gimel in our case where we allow it is only according to the Das of the Ravid. But according to the Rambam, if you weren't in the mechitza at the start of Shabbos, then in then it's not allowed to be more than 2,000 amma. We don't consider it in that situation that you can walk through the whole thing if it's more than 2,000 amma. I ain't showing this dear shoe footnote number 7 for these details. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Tes. Hainu, she kones beneim atoch tchumo. A person in this situation is allowed to use the surrounding people as a mechitza, making it dalet amos, and he can get back into his chum. V'kivan shenichnas l'socha tchum, and once he's back in his tchum, mutar leilech le'iro, af below mechitzos v'chanal. And then he is allowed to go, and since he's within his tchum, he doesn't need the mechitzas anymore, and go all the way back to his city, which is now within his tchum. We learned in yesterday's shir, this would be allowed, even if it doesn't make it all the way back to his tchum, as long as it gets within dalet amos of its tchum, it would be okay as well. Because now he has a dalet amos from where he is, so he's able to walk on his own back into the tchum, mutuli konus, and he's allowed to get back into his tchum, and he retains his original focal point. The issue footnote number 10 brings down that this only applies if the people have now separated and gone their own way. And now he has dalet amos from there. But if the people are all still over there, we don't allow him to go outside that and have another dalet amos. Sivkon Yud, the Mishnah Berurah explains, again, as we had said, v'hu shelo yedu, that the people who are making this mechitza of human beings over here can't know what they're doing. So the Mishnah Berurah points out what the Baragola said as well, ayin and simin shin samach beis, shin is bar shom prat yadinim shel mechitza shel b'nei adam. There we discuss what are the halachos of when and how you're allowed to make a mechitza of b'nei adam on Shabbos. And there's your footnote number 9 reminds us that we learned over there in Sivkot Lamites that the reason that you're not allowed to have these people know that they're making a mechitza for this purpose, kidei shelo yavo lezal zol b'suri Shabbos, we brought down previously, they shouldn't take Shabbos lightly. And therefore, mishum kach, we brought down over there, shel inyan shar dinei Torah nechsheves mechitza gam ima osim osam yodim mitzeh. In regards to other halachos, we do consider this to be a valid mechitza. He also brings down, shegam b'shus harabim mawila mechitza. This even works if the people are standing in b'shus harabim. However, you have to be very careful that the people don't separate, because if they separate, then you really have a problem. If there's a concern that the people may know why they're making this mechitza, so then it's as if you made the mechitza directly on Shabbos and it doesn't work. The Shaar HaTzion also brings down over there, Shedin Zeh She'oser She'edu Mikach Osei Mechitza Hurakim Nesesah Mechitza Ayodim B'Shabbos. This is only that they're not allowed to know what they're doing if they get together on Shabbos to make this Mechitza. But if they got together on Erev Shabbos to do this, so then the Prima Gadim says, maybe this is good, maybe it's not. And the Shaar HaTzion says, Yesh Lohokto B'Zeh B'Shas Adchak. The Shaar HaTzion paskins that you can take the lenient approach under extenuating circumstances. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Mi shots you chutz latrum of the kochavim, if a person was forced outside of its trum by goyim, O ruach ro, or he went crazy, and then he got better afterwards, but when he was crazy, he went outside its trum, O shar kolonus, or any other accident over here, unforeseen circumstances, O sheshogag v'yotz, or he simply forgot that that was his trum and he went outside, in all of these situations, ein lo ela arba amos, even though he didn't go out intentionally, he still only has dalet amos. However, in all of these situations, hechziru l'soch ha-trum, if someone brought him back into the trum, we halachically view this ki'ilu lo yotz, since he went out unintentionally, not with a mazed type of a situation, so if he does get brought back inside, we halachically view him as if he never left. And his trum of the city is exactly the same way it was before he left. He gets the entire city, let's say, is dalet amos, and then he has the 2,000 amos beyond that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis, they were talking here that he was taken out by goyim. Show you honest with over, even though he was totally unable to do anything about it, they forced him out. Gam came ein lo ela arba amos. Even in this situation, he's only allowed dalet amos. The koshikin, and certainly, kishiyotsu mezin, certainly if he went down intentionally, the chanal b'sivalev, as we've already learned, then he's only allowed dalet amos. Yosef Kotnyud Gimel, he went crazy. O ruach ra, shenitrifo daito, he went crazy. He had a temporary insanity, and he forgot what he was doing, and he went outside his trum. V'yachakach, and now he's outside the trum, nishtapa. He becomes lucid again. His aberration went away. Maybe he took a medicine or something that made him a little bit crazy, and he went outside his trum, and now it wears off. And now, what's he supposed to do? He's stuck out there. He doesn't have dalet, only has dalet amos. He can't come back inside. Yosef Kotnyud Dalet, or he just made a mistake. Shoshog aviyotza. After kosher came, whom he din ones. This is certainly more than a din of ones. We bring this down because of the sefer. Even in this situation where he was the one that made the mistake, which one could argue is worse than ones, nevertheless, as long as he's brought back in, we still give him the benefit of having his return to his old tchum. That when they brought him back in, he does get back to his original tchum, even in the situation with shogak, and certainly with ones. Sivkot and Tezvav, if he's not brought back in, he only has dalet amos. So he said, Ayin le'el in simin shin sadivav b'hagah e'choshim arba amos. We've learned previously, and you can see this in Dershu foot number 12, that we view the person as having four amos in every direction, and then he gains the corners, so he gets an extra square root of 2 going out into the corner, so it's 5 2/3 amos going out on an alachson. And he brings down as well over there, that the Chazon Ish said that Yochol Levarer Kivun Haribua, you can make the square around you, the Dalet Amos, in any direction that you want. You don't have to make it due north, due south, due east, due west, so you can get the extra 5 2/3 Amma in the direction that you prefer it to be. The issue footnote number 10 brings down from the Gaon Yaakov, Sheyesh L'stapik B'din Chafatzov Shinasharu B'ir. In this situation where the man is outside the city, so he now only has Dalet Amos, what about all of his belongings that are in the city? Are they also restricted now and can't be moved at all? Or do they still have, if somebody wants to borrow them, somebody wants to use them, are they allowed to move them within the original Tchum that the original person had? And he leaves this with a Tzorichian. The issue footnote number 11 reminds us as well that if the next day over here is Yontif or Shabbos, let's say it was Yontif on a Friday, the next day Shabbos, or Shabbos, and then the Yontif is on a Sunday, so then each situation is going to be a separate Tchum. So wherever he is right now, he was only allowed to move Dalet Amos there on, let's say, Friday Yontif, but now on Shabbos, that's his new focal place, and now we get 2,000 Amos from that focal place. Back to the Mechaber. So all of this din in Sif Hei so far has been if he went out in some sort of an accidental way, not intentionally, and he was returned not intentionally. Somebody else returned him. Avolim Choza L'das, but the Mechaber says if he intentionally returned over here, Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos, then we can't see him, and we still only give him Dalet Amos. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sif Katan Tezayin, wrote Salomar, B'Ratzon V'das, if he intentionally returned, I'm not allowed to, but I'm going anyway. Lafuke, as opposed to him, Shogag V'Choza, if he didn't know the din, and he returned by accident, then Choshev Ki'ilu Herziru, then we view it as if somebody else returned him. But if he knows he's not allowed to return, and he returned, he doesn't benefit from it. And in this situation, Sif Katan Yudzayin, he would still only have Arba Amos, even though he's returned. V'Davko Shalu Nichlanas Liro, but that would only be if he didn't go back into a city. That's just if he went back into his tchum. Avolim nichnas le'iro hamukeves mechitzos. If he does return intentionally into a city, then harehi kekula ke'arba amos. Then the city is over here viewed still as dalet amos, even for him. Ukedekame besif ches, as we're going to learn in Yitzchem in an upcoming shiur. V'ayin sham masikosavnu bezeh. The issue footnote number 13 tells us over here the reasoning behind this is Shekivin Sheshavas Biaver Michitzasa Mibod Yom. Since that really was his tchum at the start of Shabbos, so then that is his Dalet Amos. And if he's gone back in there, even though he did it without permission, he did it intentionally against the din, Mikom Mokom, we don't cancel him. However, he doesn't get 2,000 Amos beyond that. He just gets that Dalet Amos. He doesn't get an additional 2,000 Amos like he would have had originally. The issue footnote number 14 brings down from the Bir Halacha in the name of the base mayor. When you say he gets the entire city as being Dalet Amos, is that true only if the city has a wall around it, has mechitzas around it, or even if it's just the city? Because if it's just the city, you normally have the tum, you can't carry within it, but that is considered Dalet Amos. So the two possibilities how to view this, and that will be discussed more when we get to that Bir Halacha. The Ramah now adds, and he says, Hagah, v'im kein im nichnas l'svin, if a person gets onto a boat, v'yotza svino chutz l'tchum, and the boat travels on Shabbos outside the tchum, and it gets within 10 tefachim of the ground, as we'll see, v'chazu l'acharev, then it returns around and comes back to the original port, l'nomo shefligo misham, that he departed from, so then this is also considered hechziru, that's as if he was returned, not he intentionally returned, and we halachically view him as if he never left. This is equivalent to the din of the goyim took him out and the goyim brought him back. He brings us down the name of the Or Zeruah. The Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Sivkot Yudches, we're talking here, Mayri shekona shvisa biyabosha, that his shvisa Shabbos was on dry land. The nichnas l'svino b'Shabbos stam, and he happened to go on the boat on Shabbos. It was a comfortable boat and he wanted to sit there. Leishibba. He wasn't going there in order to go and leave. Because the nichnas lahaflik, if he was going on the boat in order to depart, so then then that would be the equivalent of going out intentionally, and we can't see him in that situation, and he would only have the alad amos. And this would be true. We're talking here that he didn't go on the boat to depart with it. But he went on the boat, let's say, to sleep on it. It's a nice, comfortable cabin over there, and then the boat took off without his knowledge. So in this situation, Sifkot Yutes, if it goes Chutz L'Tchum and then comes back, he's returned to his Tchum. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, obviously, it had to have gone someplace that's less than 10 Tvachim, so that's his new Shvisa, because if not, because otherwise, if it doesn't go there, he's allowed to come back. It's not a problem. He doesn't have a Tchum. So here we're talking about that he does have a Tchum when it went to another port, and he wouldn't be allowed to come back on his own. However, if the boat then comes back on its own, so then he is allowed to return to his original tchum. And this is all discussed. But here, in this situation, we don't apply the rules of Sivkot and Tavdalet because the boat came back and brought him back, and he is considered like the Goyim brought him back. The Shaar HaTzion in Os Yud Zayin brings down another din for the Mogen Avraham, which we can see in Dirshu footnote number 15, that he brings down, Shimhoisa Hasvino Bedein HaShmoshos Lamatam Yud Tvachim, if the boat was, during the Bein HaShmoshos, less than 10 Tvachim off the ground, V'nichnas Liknos Bo Shvisa Mir of Shabbos, V'yoshav Bo B'Shabbos, and he made that boat his Shvisa. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Memcheh says, Mutlo af lahavli bo b'Shabbos. Then he's allowed to even go off with that boat on Shabbos. V'imchozel le'acharev v'nichlesol l'tchumo v'rishon. And if the boat then comes back, how are you chozel l'din tchumo v'rishon kiven shiotz b'heter? Since the boat left b'heter, he's considered over here returning b'heter, and he would still have his original tchum. With that, we conclude today's shir.